The main event for many Aurelia families on their Holiday Lights tours has been stopping by Dalton Crescent, where Penny Potter and her husband Alan have created one of the most magical Holiday Lights displays in the city. "We started doing this 8 years ago. I like lights, and my husband likes to please me," Potter said with a laugh. "When he does something, he likes to do it well, and we just love Christmas." Each year the Potters set aside 5 cold November days where they work on putting the display together, typically toiling 10 hours a day. There are well over 50 ornaments and decorations that sync up to a music box playing festive tunes. "It used to take even longer because we had quite a few more decorations. We also used to utilize the neighbor's yard," Potter explained. Each night, Dalton Crescent is one of the busiest streets in Aurelia. "The neighbors don't seem to mind. It seems as everybody gets involved and puts up their own lights, and it wasn't always like that," Potter said. Over the years, the Potters have left out a donation bin at the end of their driveway for the Aurelia SPCA. "The most they have raised is $1,700. It's awesome, they really appreciate it, and it makes us feel good that we can do something to help get the community involved," she said. Now the SPCA donation bin is located on Crawford Street, where the Potter's son, Gord Wright, lives with his wife Joanne. Gord and Joanne Wright have about half of the decorations that used to be on Dalton Crescent and have continued the family tradition on their own front yard with lights, ornaments, and music. "We've grown it from 2 or 3 ornaments to where it is now, and we have taken over the SPCA side of things for the past 2 years now," Joanne explained. Last year the Wrights raised almost $800 for the SPCA as well as food donations. This year they have only raised $80 and 1 bag of treats. They are hopeful that more people will donate to the cause during week. "We just love animals. We have 2 cats, a rabbit, and a dog," Gord explained. Gord says Crawford Street is about to become extremely busy in the coming days. The seniors' bus tours will be coming by, and it's not just at night. "People come all day long to take a look and drop off money for the SPCA," he explained. "We love doing this for the neighborhood and all the kids who come stop by to watch and chat. It's a tradition for many families now," Gord said. "Enjoy the lights nightly until Jan. 2 from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m. Do you have an impressive, festive display? Send us a photo, with your street, and we'll add it to our gallery. Send to Dave@AureliaMatters.com.